Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios. And now that the dust has settled, the NFL draft is in the rearview mirror. And in our next segment, we're going to continue a recap of this year's past draft. Ohio State, of course, had the best, and it was impressive. We're thrilled to have back with us Bill Rabinowitz, the beat writer with the Columbus Dispatch. He's usually on during our college football season. We've got him in the offseason. It's good to hear your voice. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, let's talk about the Buckeyes. 2016, it was very, very kind. It was a big night in that first round. They set a record with 10 picks in the first three rounds. Is this what you projected?
Pretty much. I actually thought they would have 14 players drafted. They only ended up with 12 because Tyvis Powell and Jalen Marshall were not drafted. I thought Tyvis Powell would definitely be drafted. I thought mid to late rounds, and I thought Jalen Marshall would go late. Neither one of them went, but they were priority free agents, so they'll have a chance. As far as the first round goes, to have the number three and number four pick, that's pretty impressive. I know Oklahoma had three of the top four a few years ago, but for Ohio State to have Bosa and Elliott go three and four, that's pretty impressive. To have Eli Apple go 10, it's pretty amazing, really.
Bill, how would you rank this draft class compared to others? Is this the best the Buckeyes have produced?
Yeah, it probably is. They had 14 one year, and then the 2000, I always get my years mixed up. I want to say 2004, they had something similar to this. But I would say the depth of this, to have 12 guys go in the first four rounds is, it's pretty impressive.
Obviously, a lot of curiosity about Ezekiel Elliott. Is this going to be the perfect home for him, the perfect fit in terms of with the system?
He thinks so because Dallas obviously has a very good offensive line. They have other offensive weapons around him. He's not going to be defensive. They're not going to gear around into stopping him necessarily with Romo and the other guys down there. So I think he feels like it's a perfect fit for him. He kind of lobbied for the Cowboys to pick him. I think that was the place he wanted to go, and with good reason.
And are you anticipating that he will be one of those high-impact rookies in the 2016 season, and that really when we talk about Ezekiel Elliott, that his impact will be felt immediately? What say you?
Yeah, I agree with that. You wouldn't take a running back number four in the draft if you didn't think that he was an every down back, which he is, because he can block, he can catch passes, and obviously he can run. So I think that they feel like he's the guy that they don't have to take off the field. He's tough. He's durable. He can avoid contact. He can run over people, and he's pretty much the full package. So the question with running backs, as it always is just, you know, what's their career span? He's run the ball a lot the last 2 years at Ohio State, the little tread on the tire argument. He's not been seriously hurt. He had the wrist injury, and he's got the nicks and pains that every running back goes through, but he's proven himself to be very durable.
Ohio State football beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch does an amazing job. Bill Rabinowitz is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can join us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to this interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Obviously, when we talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Chargers, Ohio State star Joey Bosa, third overall in this year's draft. How do you see him fitting into their system?
It's going to be interesting because San Diego plays the 3-4, and Bosa was projected by most to be a defensive end in a 4-3, but he has enough athleticism that he can play the outside linebacker spot in the 3-4 pass rusher. He can drop back in coverage. He's an athletic guy. And kind of the secret or kind of the bonus that the Chargers got is they drafted Joshua Perry in the fourth round. He is a pure linebacker, and so he'll be able to teach Joey Bosa the ropes a little bit, and I think that'll help both of them. It's an interesting fit. I think I can picture Joey Bosa in San Diego. He's kind of that beach guy, kind of his persona.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have any problem picturing Joey Bosa kind of being a beach bum in San Diego on his time off, that's for sure.
Give us some insight on Cardale Jones. Is he ready for prime time with the Bills?
That's a great question. I did a long story on him before the draft, talked to George Whitfield, the quarterback guru, and I talked to Jimmy Ray, who had personally tutored Cardale, and they both think that this guy is a diamond in the rough, that he has all the ability in the world. It's just a matter of experience, it's a matter of refining his skills. it'll be interesting to see because Buffalo can be a tough place to play quarterback. You need a strong arm. Well, he definitely has that. It's just a matter of, okay, who's going to tutor him? How much time is he going to have to learn? How patient will the Bills be? And then it's on Cardale. His senior year, or it wasn't senior, his last year at Ohio State, was a disappointment by his own admission. He told me it was below average, too, with the exception of a game or two. He missed some open guys. His footwork kind of was shaky at times. He did not build on what he had done the last three games of 2014. And I think he has a lot to prove. I think that the fact that he can devote himself fully to refining his craft, I think will help him. He's got the physical tools. It's just a matter of, okay, can he put it together on the field?
Bills head coach Rex Ryan said that Cardale Jones is almost in a perfect situation with him being able to develop. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Rex Ryan is obviously a defensive coach. We'll see who the offensive coaches are that will tutor Cardale.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Again, the NFL is just not known for patience. And if Cardale, I'm not saying he's going to take 2 or 3 years necessarily, or 3 years, maybe two. It's just not a league that preaches patience. And for Cardale to find success, he's a guy who really needs to trust his coaches. He needs to develop a relationship with them. And it took some time at Ohio State to do that, and then he did. To me, that's the whole test, is can they be patient enough with him? And then when it's time to play, can he capitalize on the opportunity?
Well, Cardale Jones, what do you think is going to be the biggest obstacle that he will have to overcome, Bill?
The complexity of the reads, the quick decision-making you have to make, it's got to be boom, boom, boom. That's the way it is in the pros. And it's a very different style than Ohio State ran. I think he can do it. I think he's a very smart guy, much smarter than he lets on at times or people perceive him to be. But there's a difference between kind of intelligence and then can you put it on the field? Can you do it in that kind of rat-a-tat-tat that you have to do in the NFL? And a lot of that comes to repetition, just doing it over and over and over. And he's not had the benefit of that at Ohio State. So we'll see. It depends on how many reps they give him in practice. But in terms of the physical skills, it's hard to imagine somebody having more physical skills than Cardale Jones.
Well, Cardale Jones, perhaps he will be that sleeper in the NFL. Give me a hit on Eli Apple.
Yeah, he's a guy who had, like Cardale, for different reasons, a bumpy start to his career. He was diagnosed with an iron deficiency after his redshirt year, and by the end it was so bad that he couldn't outrun a 340-pound defensive tackle. That's when Kerry Combs, the cornerback's coach, said, "You're coming with me," and they went to the doctors, and they figured it out. So it took him longer than people thought to become Eli Apple. He's a physical guy. He's a very young guy. He enrolled at Ohio State at 17. He's a redshirt sophomore last year. So I think he was drafted as much on potential as production. I think there'll be some growing pains because he's a very physical guy. And in the NFL, they'll call that the beyond 5 yards down the field. So he's going to have to learn that. But in terms of size and speed and instincts, and he's a smart guy too. So it'll take some time, but I think he can be a quality NFL corner.
That, of course, was Bill Rabinowitz, Ohio State football beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch, giving a full recap of the 2016 NFL Draft and the Buckeyes. Stick around. We got much more coming your way right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And connect with us at Twitter at eRadioSports and podcastarena.com. You can go back and listen to all of our amazing interviews and all of our guys right here at our network at YSR. Much more coming your way after this break.